Good morning, children. Let us begin today's class with a quotation of Swami Vivekananda. It is impossible to think about the welfare of the world unless the condition of women is improved. It is impossible for a bird to fly on only one wing. 200 years ago, the situation of women was altogether different compared to the modern times. The practice of child marriage was rampant. Both Hindu and Muslim men could marry more than one wife. Burning of a widow on her husband's pyre was a gory practice in many parts of India. This was called the Sati system. A widow who died in this manner was praised as a woman of high virtues. Women did not have the right to property. Most of the women had no access to education too. According to the caste system, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas were considered as upper caste. Others, such as traders and money lenders, often referred to as Vaishyas, were placed after them. Then came peasants and artisans, such as weavers and porters, referred to as Shudras. The lowest rung were those who labored to keep cities and villages clean or worked under upper caste. The upper caste considered these groups as untouchable. Let us go through the main headings. Working towards change. In early 19th century, things changed because of the development of new forms of communication. Social reformers like Raja Ram Mohan Roy founded Brahmo Samaj in Calcutta. Raja Ram Mohan Roy pioneered this reform movement. He opposed social practices such as discrimination on the basis of caste, untouchability, superstitions, and the custom of sati. He wanted to spread the knowledge of Western education and bring about freedom and equality for women. Our next point is, here we are going to discuss about some reformers who tried to bring some changes in the lives of widows. The first one, Raja Ram Mohan Roy. Raja Ram Mohan Roy set up the Brahmo Samaj to fight social evils. He began a campaign against the practice of sati. Many British officials criticized Indian traditions and customs. They supported him, and in 1829, sati was banned. He also supported women's education. In the religious field, he opposed idol worship and meaningless rituals too. The next reformer is Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar was one of the most famous reformers who suggested widow remarriage. In 1856, British officials passed a law permitting widow remarriage. The next one, Swami Dayanand Saraswati. Swami Dayanand Saraswati founded the Arya Samaj in 1875 and also supported widow marriage. Next point, which is given in your textbook, it is girls begin going to school. Many reformers felt that to improve the condition of women, education for girls was necessary. Many reformers in Bombay and Calcutta set up schools for girls. With the inauguration of first school in mid-19th century, many people feared that school would take the girls away from home and prevent them from doing domestic duties. Many people believe that girls should be kept away from public spaces as they believe that they can get corrupting influence. In aristocratic Muslim families in North India, women learned to read the Quran in Arabic. They were taught by women who came home to teach. Next point is, women write about women. Here we are going to discuss about some women, those who try to make changes in the lives of especially women itself. First one, Muslim women like Begums of Bhopal promoted education among women and founded a primary school for girls in Aligarh. Begum Rokeya Sakhawat Hussain started schools for Muslim girls in Patna and Kolkata. Indian women began to enter universities by 1880. Some of them trained to be doctors and teachers. ताराबाई सिंधे गॉट एजुकेशन एट होम एट पूना पब्लिश्ड ए बुक स्त्री पुरुष तुलना दैट इज अ कंपैरिजन बिटवीन विमेन एंड मेन क्रिटिसाइजिंग द सोशल डिफरेंस बिटवीन मेन एंड विमेन पंडित रमाबाई वॉज अ ग्रेट स्कॉलर ऑफ संस्कृत wrote a book about the miserable lives of upper class Hindu women. She founded a widow's home at Pune to provide shelter to widows who had been treated badly by their husband's relatives. Later, women were trained to support themselves economically. Orthodox Hindu and Muslim nationalists were worried as women started adopting Western cultures and according to them, that could corrupt and erode family values. Women started working for reforms. They wrote books, magazines, founded schools and training centers, and set up women's associations too. Women formed political pressure groups to push through laws for female suffrage, that is, the right to vote. Jawaharlal Nehru and Subhash Chandra Bose gave their support to demand for greater equality and freedom for women. Last but not the least point, as compared to the past, women in modern times have achieved a lot, but in reality, they have to still travel a long way. Thank you, and in the next module, we will be discussing about and other part of this chapter, caste and reform.